The Melrose Family. Symphony under the oak tree at the top of a centuries-old oak tree, whose branches seem to touch the clouds, sits a tiny, melodious house. There lives the Blackbird Family, the legendary musicians of the Great Forest. Father Blackbird is not just a bird. He is the conductor of the canopy. With his beak raised, he conducts the wind and the leaves as if they were instruments in an invisible orchestra. At his side, Mother Blackbird weaves golden melodies that awaken the sun, while the chicks chirp and hop about, rehearsing their first off-key hymns. Suddenly, the horizon changed. The blue gave way to a dark gray, and thunder roared like a beast. The dark storm arrived without warning, hurling arrows of rain and lashes of wind against the oak tree. The little suspended house danced dangerously over the abyss. Maestro Blackbird tried to sing to calm the skies, but his music was swallowed up by the gale. For the first time, the maestro trembled. It was then that Mother Blackbird let out a summoning cry that pierced the rain. In response to the call, an army of wings emerged from the heart of the forest. Birds of every color and size plunged into the storm. They did not come merely to sing. They came to battle the wind. Intertwining their wings in a flying embrace and uniting their voices in an ancestral rhythm, the birds created a shield of living plumage around the oak. The wind howled against the barrier of wings, but the orchestra's unity was impenetrable. When the clouds finally cleared and the first ray of light touched the drenched leaves, the little house was still there, steadfast, proud, and safe. Just like a great orchestra, no one weathers storm alone.